Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Renson. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz will return as I guess you can call this a little Major League Baseball special edition of Game Time Yes. Decisions, although we will get into a little golf talk as well. Tomorrow we'll really jump on to the Lynx. They're going to Detroit this week. And in fact, Cam's going to have something a little bit later on. What, there's special they have like a charity challenge, Cam, right? And then there's a number up for it.
Yeah, there's a number up at FanDuel. It's a pick'em each way, -112. It's a charity challenge for the city of Detroit, for their city. They're doing all sorts of different charities. It's Bubba Watson and Harold Varner versus Jason Day and Wesley Bryan. Jason Day played a little bit better last week. Wesley Bryan, he's been up and down, but we know how close Varner's been. Bubba Watson, I like them as a team, Gabe. So that's going to be interesting. It's a 9-hole challenge based for charity, and they have a line on FanDuel. It's a straight pick'em, 12 cents either way. I lean to Watson and Varner. We'll talk more about that. And tomorrow, we're going to come packed and loaded. Winners, top 10s, top 20s. Hopefully, we'll rock the Mortgage Classic in Detroit Rock City.
All right. So if you're just joining us right now, we're breaking down Major League Baseball win totals on the program. There really isn't that sort of big story of the day today. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to jump in to these totals. We can tell you the North Carolina Tar Heels actually land a big-time recruit. Yep. We're not talking about the basketball program. Talking about the football program. Top cornerback in the nation, Tony Grimes, number 7 overall player in the class of 2021, chooses the Tar Heels over the Georgia Bulldogs, Ohio State, and Ohio State Buckeyes, as well as the Texas A&M Aggies. Goes to North Carolina, Barcelona, Atletico. Ends in a draw. National Basketball Association thinking about putting their playoffs on a little bit of an extended delay due to language concerns. And the National Hockey League, well, still no Hub City, Cam.
No, see a story that's break. I don't even want to put these in my updates anymore. I don't even know if it's worth it, but they're saying Edmonton and Toronto are both gaining traction. I'm not sure if they're going to have both of those as hub cities or what's going to happen with Vegas as a lock. Like, is it between these two for the Canadian cities? I really don't care, Gabe, until you tell me what's going on. And I told you earlier with Freddie Anderson today, he's questioning a lot of the things the Maple Leafs goaltender about if they can pull this off at a media conference call today. So lots of players, he repped them and said, we have a lot of questions as players in the National Hockey League. How the hell are we going to get this done? He wants to play, but they have a lot of questions.
Cam, you know, listen, I've been of the belief that this is one of the reasons why it's taking so long for the official hub. I don't think it's the Canadian city that they're so concerned about. I think they're pulling from Las Vegas. Like, I thought all along that there must be a problem, right? Because otherwise it'd be like, okay, we'll just put it in Toronto. I know they want to do it in Vancouver, but the Vancouver government really wasn't willing to waive a lot of the protocols. And they had to move forward. You know, Edmonton seems like a good place for this, Cam. You and I have talked about it. Listen, guys, you're not going on vacation. You're going trying to win a Stanley Cup. Like, you're not going, you know what I mean? We're not going to Barcelona here, guys. Like, I don't know what you expect. You're hockey players. There's good ice in Edmonton. You got golf courses. Yes. Shut up. Like, just go and play.
You know what I mean? Agree.
Like, at some point, like I said, Cam, the UFC's held 8 cards and built a freaking island. And the NHL still can't come up with a couple of hub cities. I don't know what's going on with these guys.
You're so right.
Oh, like, so like, at what point? I mean, look, their training camps are supposedly July 10th. It's like 11 days from now. Game time decisions, radio continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead Camp Store. George Kurtz with us as well. We're going to continue breaking down the Major League Baseball win totals that FanDuel has posted. Very, very interesting win totals in a 60-game season. The high end is about 37.5 with the Dodgers and the Yankees of the world. If you're just joining us right now and you're wondering about why do I sound the way that I sound, I was at the dentist a couple hours ago. We're sucking it up, although the numbness is starting to wear off right now, and the pain is actually starting to kick in even more right now. But it's the price we pay, Cam, of getting old.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Morenci. Getting old is one of those things. Other than the Sterling Club, as we talk about, as we love everything when we hit the $5 range. Yes, the back pain, teeth, all sorts of other things that are falling apart. The leg, it pains. It really sucks, buddy. Yeah, getting old blows. I wish we could stay young forever.
Medical alert. We need me. I've fallen. I can't get up. My birthday's coming up. I will not take offense. If somebody gets it for me, you get me like the little button there. It's like, help. I need help. I think I would have pushed it the other day, bro. I was rolling around in pain. I would have been like, help me. I would have pushed the button. Help me.
I'm with you. I think it's a great gift. When you're alone, if you're not, if your lady's not there and you have an accident, say you fall downstairs or you slip. I slipped in the shower. Like, it was horrible. I'm like, I'm screaming. My girlfriend was there at the time. Like, she lifted me out of the shower. It was a train wreck. I'll tell you, no, I know that. Don't be offended by a gift like that. That's somebody who cares. If you could press the button and the authorities and paramedics and everybody comes to your rescue, I think that's fantastic. It's a great gift.
So we're breaking down Major League Baseball win totals on the program. And I'll tell you what, guys, there's definitely a changing of the guard right now league when you see that the White Sox and the Cubs have the same win total. You see the Cincinnati Reds have the same win total as the Chicago Cubs do as well. Some of these sort of supposed sleeper teams, they're not sleepers because the odds makers are on them. You can't tell me that the White Sox are a sleeper when you got to go 32-28 to win your bet. You got to be 4 games over .500. That's not sleeping. That's walking. That's running.
Yeah, it's sprinting. All these hype teams are way too hyped.
Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, and as I look at myself for the monitor here, I guess it's fitting we're talking baseball because it looks like I got a big wad of chew here.
My wad of chew. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Dipping? Big thing of tobacco here. Yeah, yeah. Dipping. Remember the old Big League Chew? Remember the gum? Big League Chew?
Love Big League Chew. You can still get it at special stores, still bring in the Gator gum and the Big League Chew. They barely make that stuff. It's like premium gums now. Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's like $7 a bag or something, probably. Yeah,
Big League Chew, they're giving it away. Like when we got it, it's like, I'll get 6 sacks of Big League Chew. It's cheap. Now it's like, oh no, it's very expensive.
You remember the Big League Chew, Kurtz? All right. Well, I was under the impression we had George Kutsev back. I guess the impression was wrong.
Is he back? Is he back?
There he is, George.
I hear him.
There you. I like the grape George, flavor. George Big Kutz. Man.
Hey, George.
Gotta go grape.
Grape's good, George. Handling George Kurtz's microphone, please just leave his mic on. Because if you're trying to like be like Jay-Z in a studio or something, you're missing beats, all right? So let's just leave George the way that he is. George, thank you. Big League Chew, George?
Excellent. Yes, I enjoyed Big League Chew when I was younger. Grape flavor was my favorite kind here. But remember, guys, if you're eating it this year, you can't spit it out. You're going to get fined.
Yeah, no tobacco allowed either.
Swallow.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to have a camera on each guy, George? They're going to have a camera on each guy. They're going to focus in. Look, Aaron Judge just, because you know, Cam, guys are going to do like little secret spits. Come on, George. They're going to put their glove over their face.
Habits.
And they're going to spit. They can't help it.
What do they do in the NFL before the game start? They have the uniform police, right, to make sure your towel isn't too low in front of your uniform.
Yeah. Make sure you're not wearing
piece by Dre. I imagine in baseball, someone's going to be watching. Someone's going to watch if you're spitting or if you're doing any of this other stuff. I mean, it's silly, but it is what it is.
You know what it is, though, guys? If they're like, oh, no high fives and stuff, I'm thinking, Cam, if that's your plan, like, that's the least of your problems. Like, honestly, like whether someone spits in the outfield or not is the least of your issue. I'm more concerned of flying through the damn airport and staying in these hotels than I am someone spitting in the outfield.
That is a great, excellent point. And, you know, we've been focusing on the saliva and stuff. Look what happened on the PGA Tour, Gabe, because, you know, I'm all over the golf situation. They had no COVID-19. Cam Champ was the only guy. He got it from the weight room. So now they have facilities on site. It started with Koepka's caddy and Graham McDowell's caddy. They flew together when they went to that funeral, and they both got coronavirus, and apparently everyone on that flight, like, it was a disaster. They flew to Orlando, and multiple people on that flight got it, and that was the spike that started everything. That's just a couple of golfers. What are you going to think what's going to happen with the big leagues? Like, you know what I mean? That's the thing, man.
You said it.
Flying is a problem. Big problem.
And you know, there's going to be guys, so teams are going to be in a city, and they're going to say, all right, no one do anything crazy. Guys aren't going to tell people. You know there's going to be a couple of 22-year-old dudes on the team. They're going to go, listen, whatever you do, don't tell the vet, right? Like, you know, well, bro, don't tell Josh Donaldson who came out to last night. Eh? Like, it's between you and me.
It's true.
You know that's going to happen. It's going to be between you and me. Don't tell anyone. We'll just go to this strip club fast, bro. What's the harm? We'll just go to this nightclub. I know this Instagram model. Stephen A. Smith brought up a point. He said NBA guys are going to blow off the bubble to get late. And I don't know if they'll be that undisciplined, but all it's going to take is for one guy on a baseball team, and they're not, George, they're not in quarantine, right? Look, I go out, so what's going to stop? Some baseball player is going to say, well, whatever, dude, I'm going for a walk in the city that I'm in. I won't do anything stupid. Well, I just went to one bar. I just went and I had a glass of wine in this hotel bar, and the chick was hot, and, you know, I didn't do anything. You pick it up, you bring it back on the plane with your team, George. There's your team, God. Like, it's that delicate, George.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. You have 26 players on a team, another, what, half dozen coaches or whatever else? That's 35 players on each team times 30. It's 1,000 people. You can't tell me all these guys are going to do something stupid and go out?
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
And baseball, guys, baseball's totally different, Gabe. You saw the story with the NBA. They're bringing in local cops, state cops, ex-Marine Corps. Like, they're bringing in for their bubble. It's like, hey, we're not going to let you leave the bubble. Like, you're dealing with Navy SEALs who will put you in a pretzel and kill you. Baseball players don't have that type of, you know, they don't have guardians like that. They don't have those people there. They can go about as they please, right? That's the thing. It's a totally different scenario.
It sure so listen, is. Great yes. point. Great point from our boy John Roy in Chicago tuning in. Says Cubs team total, take the under no matter what. Rizzo and John Lester still trying to decide even if they're going to play. Cancer survivors. White Sox, he likes the under as well. Thinks they need a managerial change. As far as very good point as far as the Cubs are concerned. With the apprehension of Lester and Rizzo moving forward. Listen, I don't think the Cubs are a 4 games over 500 baseball team to begin with. So I'm leaning with I'm leading with the under. So, George, when we lost you, we were talking, when we went to the end of the hour, actually. We were talking about the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Reds. Interesting. All 31.5, George. And it's just, it's fascinating to me and Cam that the odds makers, they're not like, you figure the White Sox would be 28.5, 27.5, Reds 29.5, et cetera. No, the odds makers are saying, no, we think the Reds can be, you know, 4 games over .500. That number's a little bit too rich for my blood. George, what are you making a Reds number here at 31.5? Are you buying the hype?
No. I would probably buy the hype on the White Sox before the Reds. I think the White Sox are a better team. I think the Reds have gotten better, but they're going to have to show it to me on the field before I start buying into it. And all of a sudden, they're going to be 32-28. I mean, I guess it's not that far-fetched, but I'm taking the under here. I like the direction they're going, guys. I think the Reds are going to be a better team, but not they're not going to win 32-33 games. Not yet, no.
Last year, Cam, the Reds were an interesting team in a sense that, because for years, man, the Reds could score, but their pitching was brutal. Then suddenly, exactly. I remember, guys, we were cashing tickets, Kev. I remember the Reds.
Unders.
They were like 14-1 to the under in a 15-game stretch at one point last year. Like, it was just, I was blindly betting unders in Red games. I was like, just take the under. Their team ERA was great, yet they couldn't score suddenly. But you know that was an anomaly because you know they've got good bats. So you know they're going to put up some runs eventually. 31.5, though, it's just a little high cap, man. You got to be 4 games over .500.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because all the teams that we like, we used to get these guys at good numbers. Like the White Sox were a good dog when I bet them and they started to win games. Same with the Reds. Now, with all the hype and the shortened season, and to George's point about the White Sox, we don't like Eloy Jimenez and these guys, all these young studs, are they going to come out of the gate hot or are they going to take a while? I think it's very, very dangerous with these hype teams to bet these overs. I still like them, but I'm going to tell you guys, you're playing with fire. It's almost interesting. Like when you guys talked about, like, the Dodgers are like that blue chip stock, right? It's like they're so damn good and so damn deep, you're not even worried about that number. Or the Yankees, if they're healthy
they'll
and stuff like that. It's interesting.
Games, the Dodgers, yeah.
I'm not going to play with fire with these 31.5s, even though I like these teams, that they should be pegged at 28.5, but they're getting the extra 2.5, 3 games of hype, and that's not good for business in a 60-game season. No, thank you.
All right, let's pick up the pace so we can get to these teams. Cleveland Indians, too high again. Man, they're boxing me out everywhere. I like the Tribe this year. I thought, ooh, maybe the Tribe could be sleepers. George, they got the Cleveland Indians at 33.5, bro. I got to win 34 games to win my bet, Cam. It's a lot of wins.
Or under. What do you think, George?
34-26, you got to go. 8 games over .500. George?
No, I'm under as well. I think they were 31-32 to win team, just a barely over .500. Carlos Carrasco is going to play. That's good news. You know, he's not going to opt out. Some people thought he might. I think he probably should think about opting out, but he's going to play. But they're not the team they were 3-4 years ago. They're around a .500 team.
Colorado Rockies over under 27.5. They lose Ian Desmond.
Under.
Cam's already nodding his head. Cam, you're looking at the under there?
I feel bad for our boy T-Bone and the Rockies. They're a bad baseball team this year. I think they win like 24 games, 25. Like I'm taking the under with Colorado. I have no faith in that team.
So for them to win the bet to go over, they'd have to win 28 games. It'd have to be 28-32. George, you've got about 10 seconds. So we'll hit this on the other side. Game time decision continues.
You call these bagels? Bagels and bad beats.
You want to think NASCAR is filled with a bunch of dopes? Yes. That's better than being thought that there's actually racists out there putting up nooses all over the place.
The Sports Grid Network.
You're watching Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Hey guys, Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want the edge, get on the grid. We got some bad news around the NBA. Denver Nuggets closing their facilities today with COVID-19 tests before the team traveling party hit Orlando. Further tests over the next few days will determine whether the facility can reopen. Commissioner Adam Silver says while no environment is completely risk-free, a significant spread of the virus inside the bubble would be the only reason the NBA would stop play. The Pelicans also had 3 identified players testing positive today. The commissioner also said he will be in and out of the bubble once play resumes, so he will be there. Also saying they will hand in the kneeling for anthem situation when it happens. Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Freddie Anderson isn't sure if there's going to be hockey played this summer. He told reporters during a conference call he's not 100% confident in the league's ability to return. He says, we don't have enough information, but added, I do want to play. The league and the players still ironing things out. Minor League Baseball had to officially cancel its entire season today. The Detroit Tigers, they've come to terms with top overall pick in this year's draft infielder Spencer Torkelson from Arizona State. He gets an $8.4 million bonus. That eclipses the previous record of $8.1 the Orioles gave Ashley Roachman last year. Angel star Shohei Ohtani recovered from Tommy John surgery, and he'll be deployed as a two-way player to start camp. Training camps do believe they begin July 1st, regular season July 23rd. Yankees GM Brian Cashman said he's optimistic that outfielders Judge, Stanton, Aaron Hicks, and pitcher James Paxton will be available for opening day. The Rockies have signed veteran outfielder Matt Kemp to a minor league deal. He'll replace Ian Desmond, who opted out to the 2020 season. Desmond has a pregnant wife and four kids. He is the fourth player in Major League Baseball to opt out. NFL reports indicate Tampa Bay Buccaneers have no interest in signing wideout Antonio Brown, despite rumors. Jadeveon Clowney, one of the high-profile free agents, intends to sign with the team before the season. The edge rusher seeking a contract in the neighborhood of $20 million a year. He's been linked to the Jets, Titans, and Browns. College football, North Carolina landing a five-star cornerback, Tony Grimes, in their 2021 class. Great, great recruiting class for Mac Brown in the heels. That's their second five-star recruit. San Jose forward and Diversity Alliance co-head Evander Kane believes the league does a poor job of promoting diversity. Kane spoke today believing the NHL's lack of diversity is part of the reason why it's the least profitable among the big four sports leagues. The Hockey Diversity Alliance was created on June 8th to combat racism in sport and society on a whole. We got breaking news from the PGA. Six golfer now to test positive. Chad Campbell tested positive for COVID-19. He withdrew from the Rocket Mortgage. European soccer, we got finals. Manchester United blanked Brighton and Hove Albion 3-0. Big win for them. Italian League, Juventus beat Genoa 3-1. Lazio came back to defeat Torino 2-1. La Liga in Spain, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid 2-2. Messi scored his 700th career goal. Congratulations. I'm Cam Stewart. Now back to Gabe Morenci and our guest, George Kurtz.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, George Kurtz joining us for an extended stay as we talk Major League Baseball futures. Let's keep it rolling so we can get to all of the clubs. So we're talking about Cleveland Indians, 33.5. Feels a little high. The Triber trendy team is a sleeper this year, but the number feels a little high. Colorado Rockies, 27.5. Cam, you think the Rockies going to be a bad baseball team?
Yeah, I do. I just think that the Coors advantage, I'm not sure, Gabe, without the fans there, the whole situation now without Desmond, that's kind of a big loss for in comparison to guys like Mike Leake. Zimmerman's a veteran, but I look at the team up and down the roster. I'm just not sold on them. I worry about their pitching as well. I see them as a 24-25 win team.
George Kurtz, Colorado Rockies.
They're not Baltimore bad, but they're a bad team. I have them under as well. Like Cam said, 24-25 games sounds about right. They would have to have everything would have to go their way for them to get the 500.
Yeah, I could live with an under bet on this. I don't see them getting to 28 wins, which leads us in to Cavs, Detroit Tigers. Cavs looking to buy some low stock here to pay for the flood, the water damage done at the castle. So he's going to buy some Detroit Tigers stock, penny stock. 21 yes. and a half. They got to get to 22 yes. wins, Cam. 22 and 38, buddy.
Yep, some Kid Rock drywall, Morenci. I'm all in on Detroit. Let's do this thing. 21.5, you said it. I love the over. They still have some good young pitchers there. And you know what? They have a couple guys that I think are going to show up. That total is way too low. They're a better team than Baltimore in a weaker division. I think the Tigers, they can get to 24-25 wins. 21.5 seems a little bit light. I'm going to take the Tigers over. That's one bad team I like to win more games.
What do you think, George? 22 wins. You got to get to 22 wins, 22 and 38 for the Tigers to meet this number.
I don't think this organization wants to win. I think they want to be one of those teams that loses for a while, get those low draft picks and build that way like the Cubs and Cubs did, like the Astros did. I'm going under.
You're going to go under, huh? See, they did 20 games.
They're not going to lose. 21 games. But, George, the players still want to win, though. The management can say tank all they want. It's like, if you're going to tell me to come out there and say we're going to lose, well, Jacoby they still got Jones boys. They got center. Some young pitchers. Right?
Here's their lineup.
There's a couple guys. They got some guys.
Their catcher, Pedro Severino. Never heard of him.
Austin Romine, the ex-Yankee?
I don't care who you call. Tim Smith, Chris Davis? Whatever.
Chris Davis? Chris Davis sucks.
He does?
Hanser Alberto. Who the hell are these guys? Hanser Alberto.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a moose. You got Alberto Jose, hair care.
Jose Iglesias is the shortstop.
Hey, Iglesias is... He's good. He's good. Iglesias is fine. He's a...
Rio Ruiz at third base. Dwight Smith in left field.
He's all right.
Austin Hayes in center field. Yeah, DJ Stewart in right field. Yeah, these guys might have the biggest no-name team in the history of no-name teams.
Is that? It sounds like
honestly. Like, who are these guys? Rio Ruiz? Pedro Severino?
Renato Nunes. Remember the movie Major League where they got, in the beginning, the fan goes, who the hell are these guys? That's pretty much what they can say for Baltimore.
I see what you're saying about them trying to roll over here. They definitely are trying to lose as many games as they possibly can.
Here's the thing, though, Gabe. We've talked about this. I don't care if management says
want a tank. You're right.
Yeah, like I just look at it and go, come on, man. It's such a low win total. I believe in these guys. I think, and they were grinding. At the end of the year, they were actually showing up in games. I don't know. I just think the Tigers are one of those teams that could actually like battle in some games and get there. 22 wins is low. I don't care. I respect George's opinion. I'm betting on the Tigers. Morenci, I'm not getting scared off.
I don't think they can get there either. I'm with Kurtz. They're going to be right around there. They're going to be like 20 and 40. They're going to be like 19 and 41. That's my rec. Yeah, that's why they're 19 and 41.
They're going to be bad, very bad.
Too short. Yeah, they're not saying they're good, George. All they got to win is 22 games, but you guys have little faith.
22. It's a lot of games.
Not much. They could lose. They can lose a lot.
This next team, I don't like them. I think they're cheaters, whatever. Like they got away with this, and now they're even going to escape because there's no fans to boo them and hate on them.
Yes.
They lose Gerrit Cole, but the Astros win total 35.5. So 36 and 24. What do you think, Kurtz? Astros.
Well, I think they got lucky that, once again, season starting later, so Verlander's healthy. Verlander, Greinke, McCullers, Urquidy, Josh Jane. It's still a really good rotation. We know they can hit. Not the greatest division. Yeah, they go across. They'll play the National League West outside of the Dodgers. Other teams aren't that great either. Yeah, I still think they're a very good team. And as you said, they get a huge break with no fans. I think they go over. They're going to want to prove it to everybody.
I think they're going to go over, Cam.
I agree. I agree with 36. George and Humor. It's, 36, Morenci. And think about this. Even when you play the Dodgers, you'll get up. The Astros are the type of team to get up for those games, too. That total's too low. I think it should be about 37.5. I think it's a couple games too low. I like the Astros to get it done. I'm not a fan of them either, but they're a good, damn good baseball team with a solid rotation.
Listen, it's a good point you raised because, look, the Dodgers are 37.5. The Yankees are 37.5. You think you could put the Astros in the same category, but I guess they take a couple of wins away from them because they lose Gerrit Cole. But, listen, I think they can go 36 and 24. I don't think it's asking too much for the Houston Astros to do that. Kansas City Royals, George, you were talking about the Tigers wanting to lose. The Royals are definitely also in a rebuild right now. Royals number is 24.5. So 25 and 35 to win, 24 and 36 to lose, over, under, et cetera. What do you make of the Royals? Do you think they can get to 25 wins?
I mean, once again, this is another team that I'm not so sure once again wants to win. I don't think they have the greatest pitching staff or the greatest talent. I think this is a team where during a regular season, I think they would have been looking to trade anything that wasn't nailed down. Look at their starting rotation. Duffy, Keller, Monk. I mean, my God, there's nobody here. No, under.
Yeah, I got to lean with an under. Right around the under. Right around the number, Tim.
They're bad. It's around the number. They still got Solera who hits bombs. I think Merrifield's one of the most underrated players in the league. But other than that, Kurtz is right. Their pitching rotation is a train wreck. I think it's right around the number. They win probably 23 or 24. Pass.
All right, this next team is an interesting team because some people have them as sort of a sleeper in the playoffs and a little bit of buzz around them type of thing. And other people think, Rendon doesn't really do all that much for them. And it's interesting because I looked at the Angels and thought they were a sleeper and then sort of backed off a little bit. and said, ah, let's not get carried away, Morenci. Yeah, I mean, maybe if there are 16 teams in the playoffs, but they're not going to make the playoffs in a 10-team format. But with that being stated, I don't need to make the playoffs to hit the win total. 31.5. I kind of like the Angels coming into this year, George. I think they're going in the right direction. 32 wins, Cam, in this division. I think it's doable. 32 wins for the Angels, 32-28. You got Rendon. Damn right. You got a healthy Ohtani now to shorten with the George, with the delay. Now Ohtani is good to go. So, and he can pitch now. What do you make of the Angels?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's only going to pitch once a week, so that's 9 starts. Right? Yep. 9 starts, and the rest of your rotation is Andrew Heaney, Julio Teherán, who couldn't get it done in Atlanta, Dylan Bundy, and then a mixer of who knows, Patrick Sandoval, Matt Andrews, staff. That's a terrible rotation.
Outside you're of freaking Ohtani, me out with terrible. The staff. Yeah, you're freaking
me out. I'm
going under. That staff is scary.
Be high on the Angels. Then you hear Dylan Bundy, one of the better guys. And, oh, God help us. They'll score some runs, but that pitching is abysmal. Their bullpen's all right. They got a couple good arms there, but, man, that's rough.
Yeah, they're sort of in the mix, though, Cam. They have 500 baseball
team. They have the the good news is they play in a weaker division. People are going to beat up on Seattle. I still think they're better than Texas. Oakland are full of grinders, though. You never bet against the A's. That's tough, Dave. Listen, it's right around the number there.
I know. Listen, we both – I love Mike. I think Mike Trout's a great player. I'm not ripping him, but, dude, at some point, like, how about you carry this team, Mike? I get it. Baseball's not an individualistic sport. But if you're this good – like, come on, man. You got to be above 500. You know what I mean?
He's got no pitching. What are you going to – he's not Babe Ruth. He can't pitch, too. Wow. Tell Moreno to stop playing. He's like, hey, Albert.
No, I'm never going to take anything away from Mike. No, we're not going to take anything away.
If he was that great, he'd learn to pitch. All right? If he was this super athlete –
the issue is, why do the Angels win when Mike Trout's not in the lineup? It's crazy. All the things he does, he is clearly the best player in baseball. It's not even debatable. What?
They have the same record. Like, yeah, when it's pretty crazy. And Trout's been out enough that there's a big enough body of work. You're right. There's no difference when he's there or not. That's what I'm saying.
It's crazy. There's no difference. And he's the best player in baseball. I don't get it. It's just weird.
All right, George says, well, it's just no pitching, but there's more to it than that.
I'm not blaming Mike Trout, but I think it's ownership. They don't go after the pitchers, or they don't get the pitchers. They were in on Cole, but they don't a second-place finisher to the Yankees. They got to get pitching. They don't believe in it.
And even now, they spent money on Rendon, which, you're right, the pitching might have been better to spend money on. All right, so the Dodgers, 37.5. I know it's obvious and stuff, but the Dodgers are just that damn good, bro. These guys are going to go like 45-15 or something. They're going to be like, honestly, if I had to guess the Dodgers' record, I'll say 44-16, 43-17, Cam.
41, 42, I think. Yeah, it still goes over. I wouldn't be betting the under. I can tell you that. No way.
Nah, George, you want to get the Dodger number at 37.5? And think of the division, bro. They can beat up on the Rockies. They can play like the Giants and the D-backs and stuff.
And that's it. Other than the Astros, who are they really afraid of in the American League West?
Yeah,
these are solid teams. They don't scare nobody. Dodgers are definitely an over. I would never bet their under. You couldn't give me good enough odds to go the under.
Yeah, it's true. Don't get
Dodgers
cute.
Dodgers over 37.5. Yeah. It's actually a good bet. They're going to cruise through this game. They're going to win 40-plus games. They're going to cruise through.
They're too damn deep.
Like, I'd be surprised if they're not 40-20. The next team I actually like, and I'm curious to see if George agrees and see what Cam has to say, as far as the Miami Marlins over-under 24.5 game time decisions, baseball breakdown continues on the other.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Morency. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. George Kurtz kicking it with us as well. George, one of the bigger baseball fans here on the grid. Well, everyone loves the game, but George really loved the game. So let's blast through this so we can try to get to all these teams. And we'll talk more baseball, guys, and we'll isolate what we think, me and Cam, is the top five futures and over-unders. So this next one. So we're talking about the Dodgers. We're all in agreement. The Dodgers are going to go over to 37.5. Miami Marlins. I'm in, George. I like the Marlins over 24.5. I think the Marlins are a better team than people realize. The division is tough that they play in, but I think they can get to 25 wins, 25 and 35. What's your take?
I agree with you on most of what you said. I think they're a much better team than people realize. They're an up-and-coming team. They have a lot of good young arms. Rough division. Going to play the American League East as well. I don't think this is the year. I wouldn't touch this bet one way or the other. I don't think they're a laughing stock, but I think the max they could get is 25-26. I probably lean more towards the under.
Yeah, the schedule is a killer, Cam, that they have to play the American League East as well. That's the other teams that they're going to play. But
that's the issue.
Half, what do you make? You got to get to 25.
I want to take the over, but George brings up a great point. If they played like the Central, I'd smash the Marlins because I think they could beat almost like all hang with all those teams. The East is too tough. You know, other than the Orioles, all the teams are good and dangerous. It's going to be right there, Gabe. Like that total, I was hoping for an old Detroit 21.5. These guys aren't stupid. I think the Marlins probably win 25 and it's 24.5. I still like the over, but it's tough.
George, the Milwaukee Brewers are a team that every year, to me, they're undervalued by the odds maker. Their win total is always too low, and they always go over the number. And you always hear the same thing. Oh, they're pitching. Oh, this and that. And whatever. They don't win the World Series, but they're always in a mix, right? They're always in this playoff mix. And I think they're being undervalued. Like, so you're telling me, guys, so let me put it this way. The Cincinnati Reds are 31.5, and the Brewers are 30.5? Really? Like, does anyone think the Reds are better than the Brewers? Come on. Come on, man. Like, the Brewers get no respect. I don't know what it is.
They don't.
I don't know what it is. The Brewers don't get any respect. Every year, it's the same thing. Give me the Brewers over 30.5, Kurtz.
I think the reason they get no respect is what you said, the pitching staff. I mean, really, can a normal person name me one pitcher on this staff? Anybody. One pitcher. Anyone? Anyone? See, no, you can't.
They got a good bullpen. Jeffress is good, and they got all sorts of
other things. Right, the bullpen's good. Hader's good. Maybe you get Corey Knievel back. But when your ace starting pitcher is Brandon Woodruff, you have a problem. I think that's why they don't go anywhere in the playoffs, but this team can hit.
Yeah, but we hear this every year. We hear this every year.
That's why they don't get the love. That's why they don't get the love. Because they don't have that one starting pitcher you can name. That's why they get no love. That being said, they're better than the Cincinnati Reds. I'll take the over.
Yeah, you look at their rotation. Hauser, Woodruff, Lindbaum, Brett Anderson, Eric Lauer. Yeah.
It's ugly.
I get it, yeah.
Sounds like a Dairy Queen or a corporate franchise meeting. Lauer, yeah, Woodruff, Anderson,
Hauser, Woodruff, Lindbaum.
Come on. You like scoring your blizzard? Okay. Nice name. That's great. Those are the best
Dairy
names.
Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what Gabe's going at us to get his ice cream.
Yeah, he's getting a milkshake.
Nice milkshake after this.
Exactly. Listen, you guys can't bring me down, man. I'm going over the number. I don't care what you say. Give me the Milwaukee.
I got no problem with Milwaukee. I think Woodruff's actually a pretty decent pitcher. The rest of the guys, hit and miss, but their bullpen is absolutely
Hauser's all right, Ken.
He's okay. They're both. Their bullpen is elite level, though, with Knievel and Hader. These guys throw smoke. So, yeah,
three guys that are, like, quality closers that aren't even closers. Like, yeah, they're deep.
And they have good young hitters. They have good young hitters on their team, too. The Brewers, they deserve more respect. I agree with you.
What about the Twins, 34 and a half? What was it last year, George? Only the Twins hit more home runs than the Yankees, or is it the other way around? Like, who had more home runs, the Twins or the Yankees, or like they were dead even, right?
Like, they were dead even going through the last three games of the season. Then the Twins pulled ahead at the end.
Yeah, all right. So that's what I'm saying. So the Twins led the league in home runs last year, guys. A ton of power on this baseball team. They can crush the baseball. Over under 34 and a half. What's the take on the Twins, Kurtz?
I'm going over. Listen, it's another team that doesn't have great starting pitching, but Berrios, Odorizzi, Maeda, and as you said, they can absolutely mash. Everybody can mash. They add Josh Donaldson. They're the class of that division. I'll go over.
Damn. I think their pitching's okay. It's good enough, and their bats are lethal. Hate to say it, Gabe, in that weak division, I'm with Kurtz on this one. You want to take the under, but that number, it's going over. The Twins win close to 40. Give me the Twins.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype on the Twins, but I think it's a manageable number. I think they can get to at least 35. It's not asking too much.
Yeah.
New York Metropolitans, Kurtz. So you're a Yankee fan, but you're in New York. So, you know, you've got Kevin Walsh just, the Mets are sucking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's like, the Mets, you can't bet over on these guys. Oh, no, they'll find a way to screw it up.
Well, that's the thought of everyone in Queens, that the Mets will break their heart. I get it. But, George, neutral, unbiased opinion from Long Island. What's your take on the Mets, 32 and a half? Does the Syndergaard loss turn you off that much?
Well, it hurts a little bit because it hurts their depth, right? Now, if they get another injury in that starting rotation, they've got issues. But it's solid right now. DeGrom and then Stroman, Porcello, who maybe has a bounce back here, maybe he doesn't. Mats and Walker. Right. Yeah, it's a solid rotation. They're led by DeGrom. They can hit. And the DH helps this team. The Mets had really too many bats for too little spots anyway. Suspendants can now DH, which is a good thing here. The problem is, once again, the division, and then you play the American League East, that schedule. Hard for all of these teams. I said under for the Braves. They were only a game and then, two games high at 34 and a half? Was it 33 and a half? If I'm going under for the Braves, I think the Braves are a better team. Then I got to go under for the Mets, too. But I think they're an above 500 team.
My problem with the Mets, I wanted to bet the over, Cam. You know, I like to support this team. The problem is, I got to get to 33 now. Suddenly, I got to be six games over 500. You're asking a lot. You're 33 and 27.
And George says it. Any type of problems with the rotation, I don't care about their bats. You're screwed. I think the Nationals are going to go under, so somebody's going over, but I think it's going to be right on the number. I'm not betting it over or under. I think this is a stay away from team.
And let's be real, too. If there's a team that things are going to go bad for, George and Ken, it'll be the Mets. But come on, George, you don't think if a team got thrown out, it would have been a mess, bro? Like, they can't go a week without something happening. Like, let's be real.
Fires?
I mean, Noah Syndergaard got hurt and, he wasn't even playing. He got hand and foot. He got H1 the last time, foot and mouth disease. Like Cam said, last year, 4th of July, it was a year ago, they had a little celebration in Port St. Lucie. They set their complex on fire. They tried to sell the team. It backfired. Now they're getting $800 million less. I could go on. You know what I mean? Before
they better not sell the team to J-Lo and A-Rod, too. Oh, that's a disaster. Yeah. If you're a Mets fan, that's the final straw.
Please do. A-Rod is so good at running his life. He's your owner's great at running a team.
Yeah. This is great. I don't want these guys anywhere near the Mets, man.
I agree.
All right, so it's tough. All right, George, Yankees, 37 and a half. I got to lean with the under, Kurtz, here.
The Yankees don't have a lot of room for error either when you consider Judge, Stanton, Paxton, Aaron Hicks, all coming back from injury, and now they're all going to come back and play great right away and not get hurt again. I think the Yankees win more than 35. I think they probably win that division, but winning 38 – no Domingo Germán either. Remember, he's suspended, so they lose some depth there in the rotation. Strong bullpen, which will help. I kind of go lean the under here as well. I'm thinking more of that 35 to 37 range than 38 to 40.
Me too. I'm thinking 35, 36 wins for the Yankees. I don't like getting in front of them, Cam, but also I think they're injury prone. Like between Judge and Stanton, they got all these big dudes that strike out a lot. I can see Stanton. I can see these guys being cold for 2-3 weeks and struggling a little bit even. I'm going to go under with the Yankees here, under 37 and a half.
Be careful, though. You guys know, and you know one thing, that bullpen, if Boone does the right thing, they could figure this thing out. They can turn these games real short because their bullpen is absolutely world class. They get any type of lead, and then they're like a snake. They'll suffocate you. But I'm with you. You can't take the over because of back injuries. The way these guys swing, they cut real hard. There will be injuries. And it's a good point, Gabe. I think a lot of these guys are going to come out slow and then catch their pace. I leaned under as well.
Oakland Athletics, 33.5. Not a lot of room for error there, Kurtz. They got to get to 34 wins. Oddsmakers showing some respect to the A's this year.
You know, it's funny. The Oakland is sort of the Brewers of the American League, right? They don't really impress you with their roster, but they win. They can't mash like Milwaukee, but they pitch a little bit better there. A lot of young pitching. Manaea, Montez, Luzardo, A.J. Puck, maybe. I mean, that's a lot of young pitching that we just don't know. But in a short season, that's probably a good thing. No pitch limits. No innings limits. So, I don't think I can go over. I still can't do it. I think they're a long season team. I'm going to go under here, but this, I think it's a playoff team, but I can't go the over.
I like young teams this year, too. Don't forget, too, young people can get coronavirus and be asymptomatic. They might be out for 2 weeks, but they'll be back. You get some of these veteran teams, older dudes, when if they get it, they're done. They're out. Right? They won't come back after the fact. This is a team, you were talking, Cam, about like in the National League East. Someone's got to go over. And this is a team that I actually like here, the Philadelphia Phillies. 31.5, fair number. Last year, there was a ton of hype about the Phillies because they brought in Harper, they brought in Segura, they brought in a bunch of guys with a catcher, Real Muto, et cetera.
Real Muto, yep.
Yeah, they had a great offseason last year. But we often see this in baseball. You know, you sign a bunch of guys, but chemistry is a problem. Managing was a problem. Gabe Kapler was struggling a bit. Now you bring in Joe Girardi, George, and you bring in some other Yankees as well, including Didi Gregorius, et cetera, and some other guys. You know, it's almost like Yankees South right now, isn't it, with Philadelphia? But I like what Girardi brings to the table. I don't think we're asking for too much to get to 32 wins. Give me over 31.5 for the Philadelphia Phillies.
I'm with you there as well. Everything you said, I think Girardi helps this team as well. He can be, his act can wear thin quickly on players, but first-year players, especially under a manager who maybe didn't have control of things, Girardi will get that handled pretty quickly here. My biggest worry is Zach Wheeler. And my worry about him is his wife is going to give birth. How long does he stay away for? That's always going to concern me. If they lose him for 3-4 weeks because he won't come back until he's whatever with the virus, that would concern me. But if he's just out for a couple of days, one start, I can live with that. Give me the over.
Cam, like Philadelphia Phillies.
Phillies, I love Nola. I like the bats on that team. I like everything about it. George talked about Wheeler. If things go according to plan, this team is an over team. I think Harper understands, too. Put up or shut up. He's got to come through in big-time situations. I like the over with the Phils. We're all in agreement there.
Well, you know, Harper did start to get more comfortable as the year went on. Remember the big Grand Slam win? And, you know, I think Harper is going to be more comfortable now even. And, you know, a team like Philadelphia might actually be helped by the fact that there isn't fans, just because their fans can be negative. And there's a negative aura around them sometimes. So I think, you know, Philadelphia could be in a good spot. I think the number's a little too low. Last year, everybody loved the Phillies and were buying in and the hype, the Phillies this, the Phillies that. Now no one's really talking about them. And all I got to do is go, come on, man. Say the same number, guys. You're telling me the Philadelphia Phillies, 31.5, is the same thing as the Cincinnati Reds?
You guys are really beating down the Reds.
Schedule plays.
I know, Cam, huh?
This is Reds hate network here.
No. Give me the Phillies to go over the number, over 31.5. Right, we didn't get to the Pirates, the Padres, the Giants, the Mariners, the Cardinals, the Rays, the Rangers, the Blue Jays, and the Nationals, but we will in the future with George Kurtz, and we've got time to break all this down. I like this. I'm looking forward to it, except it's going to be a real roll of the dice. Every day you're going to be hitting refresh on your computer just hoping that the entire team didn't get coronavirus.
Payouts are quicker, though. If we get through this, quicker payouts.
Oh, yeah, that's why I like it. That's why I don't mind the Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 380. Thank you very much, George Kurtz. Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues as we wrap up today's program, a baseball edition of the program with George Kurtz. Really enjoyed it. And hopefully we have a season. Hopefully everything works out. I really do have my doubts as how they're going to pull this off flying around everywhere. But when we talk about it, Cam, you brought it up. It's the one thing I don't mind about college football futures. And I started to play a few more futures, just my luck. I played a bunch of NBA futures, and they shut it down this year, of course. Yeah. But college football, I've always liked, because college football, you better college football future. You're getting paid in December, bro. NFL, you got to wait till February, et cetera. You got to wait another couple of months. But this baseball stuff, I've looked at it both ways. Is it, you know what I mean? Do you take a long shot and you're going to roll the dice? Or I sort of look at it like, man, you're getting the Dodgers at plus 380, and you essentially only have to wait about 80 days for this. It's like 2.5 months, Cam. It's actually not a bad deal.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you, too, you'll be happy one day. I've learned this about futures, and we're getting older and getting a little bit wiser. You know what? When that money pops in your account and you don't think about it, it's a glorious day. So when you have it, I know it's hard to lay it down right now, Morenci, but I'm telling you, and a lot of these books now, they're not waiting until the end. The minute your team hits that number, ding, 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 you see it in the account. So these are things that are important, but I think, you know what? Having money there, it's a good thing. So I don't mind playing as many futures. I used to be like you, too, as I don't want to wait, but you know what? It's good when that surprise money gets there.
All right, so you can check us out tonight on Sports Rage Late Night. That is, if I survive and I make it through the night. Yeah. Sports Rage Late Night. Ricky Sanders is going to join us.
Going to do another show tonight? Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy jeez. What the? I don't even know what to say. They're working you like a dog.
Yeah, Sports Rage Late Night tonight. Ricky Sanders is going to join us. Supposedly Ricky can't see. He's got a bad eye. And Tony Finn on the radar. But this is what I deal with here, Cam. I say, hey, Tony, you're going to come on. He's talking about his neighbors backed on top of each other and the duo still struggle to dunk a flat volleyball, whatever that means. Game time decisions later.
You call these bagels? Bagels and bad beats.
You want to think NASCAR is filled with a bunch of dopes? Yes. That's better than being thought that there's actually racists out there putting up nooses all over the place.
The Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.